It's Troy for breakfast on the Great Southern's Triple M. Oh, I love this time of the morning because I get to chat with this lovely lady. It's Denise, the Wandering Guru. Good morning.
Good morning, Troy. Thank you for that lovely introduction and beautiful to be here as always. Today we're going to talk about what's your vision and does it excite you? We're going into seeding season, so or some of us are already in there, some of the farmers.
Yep.
So I do feel they have a lot of time to do a bit of thinking, sitting there. A lot of these machines do it all for them now, but they're long days. So, yes, that's what I want to talk about today.
Righty. So hopefully some farmers out there have sort of got some vision.
Yes, I hope they have. But the question is, what is your vision for the next 12 months? What is the vision for the next 5 years? What is the vision for the rest of your life? And does it excite you? Two answers. If it's yes, great. Work it out step by step, and off you go. If the answer is no, guys, what's it all about? Really, really, really. Why are you working so hard and plodding along, hoping, wishing, and waiting that everything will turn out?
Yeah, yeah.
You think we do a bit of that?
Oh, I think everybody does a little bit of that, really, wouldn't they?
Yeah, we do, and I want you to know that it doesn't just happen.
Yeah.
So your vision for the future, if it doesn't excite you, it's never going to get you motivated to get there, I believe. So I'm saying to you today, you've a lot of time over the next few weeks or months, weeks probably with the seeding.
Yep.
Take control and break down what it is you need and how you're going to get there.
Okay.
What changes need to take. And lastly, I would say to really get deep with you guys, and this is very serious because the future will come along and it mightn't be the way you want. Your attitude will have to change. Maybe your job has to change. Maybe your habits have to change. And lastly, my favorite, maybe it's just your mindset that has to change.
Well, there you go. If you're a farmer, or I reckon even if you're not a farmer, this would sort of
right
across the board,
absolutely.
Really, wouldn't it? Hey,
yeah.
A lot of people, as you say, what's your vision? Does it excite you? Well, yeah. Well, do you have it?
And if you haven't, get one.
Exactly.
Troy.
Yeah.
There's a very good saying that I've heard lots of times: the thoughts that occupy your mind will occupy your day. So if you're not putting good thoughts in there that are moving you forward, change them. Because what occupies your mind will occupy your day. And it's very, very true. And next week, I'm going to go into how to break down the steps, if you have got a vision, on where to start on it all. Because it can be quite daunting. It's all very workable, but you just have to take the right steps.
All right. Look forward to it next week. If people want to know more with you, how can they do that?
Well, my number is probably the best, 0404-747-773. And obviously, if you are on Facebook, I'm Denise Clark, Life Coach. And lots of great tips and tools on there. And always, as always, ready to give out lots of free and helpful information. It's all about everyone being happy. That's what I'm about.
Denise, the Wandering Guru. Enjoy your week. Chat next week.
Thank you, Troy. Bye-bye.
Yeah, there she is, the Wandering Guru. Yeah, what's your vision? Does it excite you? Play the thinking music now. Back with more very soon right here on the Great Southern's Triple M.